Welcome to Zichud Daf Sin Mani member by Ram Golder, and today Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi, the end of the 10th Perek, El Hen and Nechunakin, and the beginning of the 11th and final Perek of the Masechta, Chelek. The Zichud Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichud Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem, and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin, may their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan said, "B'chol im yomer lecha navi avar al divrei Torah." In all areas, if a navi tells you transgress this Torah law temporarily, shmalo, obey him, like the incident of Eliyahu on Har Carmel, except regarding avodah zorah. Shafil maminu lecha chama ve'emsa rekia. For even if he makes the sun stand still in the middle of the sky, al tishmalo, do not obey him to serve avodah zorah. Yosef Glili said, "Higia Torah sov daita shel avodah zorah." The Torah understood the ultimate intent of promoters of idolatry, who would perform miracles to persuade people to idolatry. Laficha nitna Torah memshalabah. Therefore, the Torah granted them power in this. I discuss idolatrous prophets performing wonders and instruct that even if they should make the sun stand still in the sky, they should not be obeyed. Rabbi Akiva objected, "Chas v'shalom shekadosh baruch hu mamid chamogo over yiratzono." Heaven forbid that Kadosh Baruch Hu should make the sun stand still for those who transgress his will. Rather, when the pasuk discusses miracles performed by an idolatrous prophet, it means someone like Hanani ben Azor, who was previously a true Navi and performed miracles at that time, but later became a false prophet. Point number two, the 11th parak begins, "Kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelek olam haba." All of Yisrael have a share in the world to come based on a pasuk. The Mishnah lists the exceptions, Omer ein tchiyas ha-meisi min ha-Torah, one who says there's no source for the resurrection of the dead in the Torah, even if he personally believes in it, since he has no basis for it, ve'ein Torah min ha-shamayim, or that Torah is not transmitted from heaven, or an apikoros, which the Gemara will define. Rabbi Akiva adds one who reads Svarim Chitzonim, external books, which will be defined, and one who recites an incantation over a wound. Abba Shaul adds one who pronounces the Kodesh Baruch Hu's name according to its letters. Abraise explains why one who denies Tchiyas HaMesim has no share in Olam Haba. He denied Tchiyas HaMesim. Lafikach lo yeh lo chelek ba Tchiyas HaMesim. Therefore, he will not have a share in Tchiyas HaMesim. Shekol midos v'shekodesh baruch hu mina k'neged mida. For all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways are measure for measure, meaning his punishments match the sin. And point number three, the Gemara asks, "Menayin Tchiyas HaMesim in the Torah?" From where do we find a source for Tchiyas HaMesim in the Torah? Numerous sources are presented on this daf. The Torah said to give Trumas Maisa to Aaron the Kohen, but Aaron never entered Eretz Yisrael to receive Truma. Ela Molamed Sha'asil Chayos rather teaches that he is destined to live again, and Klal Yisrael give him Truma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu established a bris with the Avos to give the land of Canaan Lehem to them, not Lehem to you, proving that they will come back to life. Gamaliel told heretics three sources, but they were not convinced until he quoted a fourth pasuk about the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore to your fathers to give lehem, to them. Alternatively, he quoted Chaim Kulchem Hayom, you are all alive today, teaching that just as you are all alive today, Af Olam Haba Kulchem Kayamim, so too in the world to come, you will all be alive. Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Yossi quoted, he caressed to caress a nefesh ahi avon haba, that soul shall surely be cut off, its sin is upon it. The first phrase refers to Olam Hazeh, so the second must refer to Olam Haba. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rabbi Yochanan said, "B'chol im yomer lecha navi avar al divrei Torah." In all areas, if a navi tells you, transgress this Torah law temporarily, shmalo, obey him, like the incident of Eliyahu on Har Carmel, except regarding avodah zorah. Shafil maminu lecha chama be'em surakia, for even if he makes the sun stand still in the middle of the sky, al tishmalo, do not obey him to serve idolatry. Laficha nitna Torah memshalabah. Therefore, the Torah granted them power in this. I discuss idolatrous prophets performing wonders and instruct that even if they should make the sun stand still in the sky, they should not be obeyed. Rabbi Akiva objected, "Chas v'shalom shekadosh baruch hu mamid chamogo over yiratzono." Heaven forbid that Kadosh Baruch Hu should make the sun stand still for those who transgress his will. Rather, when the pasuk discusses miracles performed by an idolatrous prophet, it means someone like Hanani ben Azor, who was previously a true Navi and performed miracles at that time, but later became a false prophet. Point number two, the 11th parak begins, "Kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelek olam haba." All of Yisrael have a share in the world to come based on a pasuk. The Mishnah lists the exceptions, Omer ein tchiyas ha-meisi min ha-Torah, one who says there's no source for the resurrection of the dead in the Torah, even if he personally believes in it, since he has no basis for it, ve'ein Torah min ha-shamayim, or that Torah is not transmitted from heaven, or an apikoros, which the Gemara will define. Rabbi Akiva adds one who reads Svarim Chitzonim, external books, which will be defined, and one who recites an incantation over a wound. Abba Shaul adds one who pronounces the Kodesh Baruch Hu's name according to its letters. Abraise explains why one who denies Tchias Amesim has no share in Olam Haba. He denied Tchias Amesim, lafikach lo yeh lo chelak ba Tchias Amesim. Therefore, he will not have a share in Tchias Amesim. Shekol midos v'shekodesh baruch hu hu mina k'neged mida. For all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways are measure for measure, meaning his punishments match the sin. And point number three, the Gemara asks, Menayin Tchias Amesim in the Torah? From where do we find a source for Tchias Amesim in the Torah? Numerous sources are presented on this daf. The Torah said to give Trumas Maisa to Aaron the Kohen, but Aaron never entered Eretz Yisrael to receive Truma. Ela Molamed Sha'asil Chayos rather teaches that he is destined to live again, and Klal Yisrael will give him Truma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu established a bris with the Avos to give the land of Canaan Lehem to them, not Lehem to you, proving that they will come back to life. Gamliel told heretics three sources, but they were not convinced until he quoted a fourth pasuk about the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore to your fathers to give lehem, to them. Alternatively, he quoted Chaim Kulchem Hayom, you are all alive today, teaching that just as you are all alive today, Af Olam Haba Kulchem Kayamim, so too in the world to come, you will all be alive. Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Yossi quoted, he caressed to caress a nefesh ahi avon haba, that soul shall surely be cut off, its sin is upon it. The first phrase refers to Olam Hazeh, so the second must refer to Olam Haba. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Tzadi, and this one was suggested to us by David Levine from Thornhill, Ontario, as well as by Nathaniel Yankella from Clifton, New Jersey. They both suggested that Tzadi is a tztaka box. A tztaka box. So here goes. The man who joyously put tztaka in the tztaka box, instead of obeying a Navi who made the sun stand still and said he should serve Avodah Zorah, knew he would eventually get a chelek in Olam Haba, unlike his neighbor who denied Tchias HaMesim in Torah, and kept some Trumas Maisra on top of another pushka to give it to Aaron HaKohen when that great day arrives. So once again, slow motion. The man who joyously put tztaka in the tztaka box, that must be on daf tzadi, tztaka box. The man who joyously put tztaka in the tztaka box instead of obeying a Navi who made the sun stand still and said he should serve Avodah Zorah, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Behold, im yomelcha Navi avra divrei Torah, in all areas, if a Navi tells you transgress this Torah law temporarily, shema lo obey him, like the incident of Eliyahu in Har Carmel, except regarding Avodah Zorah. For even if he makes the sun stand still in the middle of the sky, al tishma lo, do not obey him to serve idolatry. So the man who joyously put tztaka in the tztaka box, instead of obeying a Navi who made the sun stand still and said he should serve Avodah Zorah, knew he would eventually get a chelek in Olam Haba, unlike his neighbor who denied Tchias HaMesim in Torah. Which reminds us, the 11th parak begins, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lo Mechelek Olam Haba, all of Yisrael have a share in the world to come based on a pasuk. The Mishnah lists the exceptions. Omer Ein Tchias HaMesim in Torah, one who says, there's no source for the resurrection of the dead in the Torah, even if he personally believes in it, since he has no basis for it. Be'ein Torah mina Shemaim, or that Torah is not transmitted from Shemaim, or not Bikoros, which the Gemara will define. Other opinions are brought. So the man who joyously put tztaka in the tztaka box instead of obeying a Navi who made the sun stand still and said he should serve Avodah Zorah, knew he would eventually get a chelek in Olam Haba, unlike his neighbor who denied Tchias HaMesim in Torah and kept some Trumas Maisa on top of another pushka to give to Aaron HaKohen when that great day arrives, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Menayin Tchias HaMesim in the Torah? From where do we find a source for Tchias HaMesim in the Torah? Numerous sources are presented on this daf. The Torah said to give Trumas Maisa to Aaron the Kohen, but Aaron never entered Eretz Yisrael to receive Truma. El Melamed Sha'asil Chayos rather teaches that he's destined to live again, and Klal Yisrael will give him Truma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu established a bris with the Avos to give the land of Canaan Lehem to them, not Lehem to you, proving they will come back to life. So once again, the man who joyously put tztaka in the tztaka box instead of obeying a Navi who made the sun stand still and said he should serve Avodah Zorah, knew he would eventually get a chelek in Olam Haba, unlike his neighbor who denied Tchias HaMesim in Torah and kept some Trumas Maisa on top of another pushka to give to Aaron HaKohen when that great day arrives. All right, so now it's time for four Balabach Chazara. Daf Pei Vav. So the Siman Daf Pei Vav is police. So here goes. The police officers. Police. That must be one Daf Pei Vav. The police officers who were dragging the second set of Edim for Aben Sora Moreh were found zomim to Basin, since their testimony is not considered Chatzi Davar, which means we learn that second Edis is not Chatzi Davar, where the first Edis is independently effective, such as in the case of Aben Sora Moreh. So the police officers who were dragging the second set of Edim for Aben Sora Moreh were found zomim to Basin, since their testimony is not considered Chatzi Davar. And we're joined by officers dragging Edi Ganeva of a kidnapping, who are found to be Zomimim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Machokas of Edi Ganeva of kidnapping are killed. And the Machokas is based on the question whether the Edis of the Ganeva Umechira stand on their own, or whether the Edis of the kidnapping is the beginning of the selling. So the police officers who were dragging the second set of Edim for a Ben Sora More, who were found Zomim to based in, since their testimony is not considered Chatzi Davar, and were joined by officers dragging Edi Ganeva of a kidnapping, who were found to be Zomamin, had to wait behind the officers doing crowd control outside Basin, dealing with a Zakan Mamre and his whole local, Basin, which reminds us, the next mission discusses Zakan Mamre Alpi Basin, a sage who rebels against Sanhedrin, who is killed with Chanuk. Daf Pei Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Pei Zayin is a golden Pez candy dispenser. So here goes. The Zakan Mamre and the Basin walk together up the golden path of Pez candy dispensers. Gold Pez candy dispensers? That must be on Daf Pei Zayin. The Zakan Mamre and the Basin walk together up the golden path of Pez candy dispensers, heading up to the base of Mikdash, which reminds us the Zakan Mamre and his disputants go up to the base of Mikdash, which is higher than all of Eretz Yisrael. So the Zakan Mamre and the Basin walk together up the golden path of Pez candy dispensers, heading up to the Beis HaMikdash, after the Zakan Mamre ruled on something written in the Torah, whose words are like gold and explained by the Rabban, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what kind of halachic disagreement qualifies for a Zakan Mamre. There are three opinions given. Rabbi Yehuda says, the dispute must be al davar she'ikro medivrei Torah, uperusha medivrei sofrim, about a matter whose fundamental element is written in the Torah, and its interpretation is taught by the sofrim, meaning the early sages. So the Zakan Mamre and the Basin walk together up the golden path of Pez candy dispensers, heading up to the Beis HaMikdash, after the Zakan Mamre ruled on something written in the Torah whose words are like gold, and explained by the Rabban, and stated that a ruling given by two judges on a piece of gold used for Kedushin was invalid, which reminds the Gemara discusses Karis violations resulting from a dispute about Dinim Amonos. This refers to the Machlokes about a monetary ruling issued by two judges, which Shmuel said is valid and Rabbi Avoh said is not valid. Thus, if someone is awarded money by a two-person court and Sanhedrin ruled like Shmuel and the Zakan Mamre ruled like Rabbi Avoh, he would consider the awarded money stolen by the victorious party. If he then marries a woman with that money, the Zakan Mamre would consider the Kedushin invalid and permit her to marry others, resulting in a Karis violation. So the Zakan Mamre and the Basin walk together up the golden path of Pez candy dispensers, heading up to the Beis HaMikdash, after the Zakan Mamre ruled on something written in the Torah whose words are like gold, and explained by the Rabbanan, and stated that a ruling given by two judges on a piece of gold used for Kedushin was invalid. Daf Peches. So the Simmer Daf Peches is a pach, a garbage can, or a dustbin. So here goes. By the garbage can, that must run on Daf Peches, pach. By the garbage can filled with a thrown-out case of a Zakan Mamre, because his ruling was Mefia Shmua, and so was the Sanhedrin's, which reminds us, Rav Kahana says that if a Zakan Mamre quotes his ruling Mefia Shmua from a tradition he heard from his teachers, and the Sanhedrin quote their ruling Mefia Shmua as well, or he said, Kachu Be'enai, this is what appears to me in my eyes, meaning his personal decision, and the Sanhedrin's ruling is also from their reasoning, and certainly if his ruling is Mefia Shmua, and theirs is from their reasoning, he is not killed as a Zakan Mamre unless his ruling is based on his own reasoning, and ignores the Sanhedrin's ruling, which is Mefia Shmua. Belazir disagrees and says that even if the Zakan Mamre's ruling was Mefia Shmua and Sanhedrin's was based on their own reasoning, he is killed. Kedei shlo yirbu machlokas b'Yisrael, so that machlokasim should not proliferate in Yisrael. So by the garbage can filled with a thrown-out case of a Zakan Mamre, because his ruling was Mefia Shmua, and so was the Sanhedrin's, were two groups of students who were getting into a Machlokas, again, which reminds us, Rav Yossi teaches in a Braisa that in earlier times, halachic disputes were rare in Yisrael. If need be, unresolved disputes ended up before the Sanhedrin in the Lishkas HaGazis. However, when the students of Shammai and Hillel increased, they did not fully attend to their teachers, leading to a proliferation of disputes. As a result, Machlokas increased in Yisrael, and the Torah appeared as if it had become two Torahs. So by the garbage can filled with a thrown-out case of a Zakan Mamre, because his ruling was Mefia Shmua, and so was the Sanhedrin's, were two groups of students who were getting into a Machlokas, again, whether a Zakan Mamre could be chayav for being mosiv on other mitzvahs, like he would be chayav for saying there are five compartments to tefillin, which reminds us, the next mission states there's a greater chumrah in the Sofrim's words compared to the Torah's words regarding a Zakan Mamre. If a Zakan Mamre says there's no mitzvah of tefillin, he's pater, because it's obviously false and not a legitimate ruling. However, if he says the tefillin shalosh require five compartments instead of four, well, hosif al divrei Sofrim, to add on to the Sofrim's words, he's chayev, Rabosia says that a Zaka memory is only chai for disputing a matter whose fundamental element is written in the Torah. Its interpretation is taught by the soul frame, v'yeshbo lahosif, and it's possible to add onto its required elements, v'im hosif goreya, and if one adds to the number, he detracts from the mitzvah's fulfillment. This is only possible with tefillin, where adding a fifth compartment violates bal tosif, you shall not add, to any mitzvah, and invalidates the tefillin. Daf pei tes, so the simmer daf pei tes is a pot, and we use a cholin pot. So here goes. The men eating cholin out of a large pot. Pot? That must be on daf pei tes. Cholin pot. The men eating cholin out of a large pot who are chayv misibid shamayim for not listening to the Navi who prophesied that they should not eat it, which reminds us, the Gemara brings six types of nevuah transgressions, three killed with chenek and three misibid shamayim. One who disregards the Navi's words is chayv misibid shamayim. So the men eating cholin out of a large pot who were chai misibidei shamayim for not listening to the Navi who prophesied that they should not eat it, even though he was an established Navi, which reminds us, the Gemara asks how one knows to trust a Navi to be chai for disregarding him. Typically, it's because the Navi gave an os, a sign, but if he's an established Navi, no sign is needed, which is why Yitzchak believed Avram to allow Avram to shecht him. So the men eating cholin out of a large pot were chayv misibidei shamayim for not listening to the Navi who prophesied that they should not eat it, even though he was an established Navi. We're surprised to hear someone accuse a Navi of serving everyone cholin but not bringing a single carbon to Hashem, which reminds us Avram Avinu's test of Akedas Yitzchak was achar ha'dvarim ha'ela, after the Satan pointed out that Avram did not bring any carbon to Kosh Baruch Hu to celebrate the weaning of Yitzchak while making a big feast. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if I tell him, sacrifice your son before me, he would immediately sacrifice him. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avram this test. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do when a son who wounds his parent is chayv chenek? That's on daf pei dalet. Good number two, which daf do when one of the sources for tchias meis min haTorah is that we're told that we'll give trumas meiser to Aaron HaKohen? That's on daf Tzadik. Good number three, which daf do you learn that Malchuk has increased in Klal Yisrael because of the Talmidim of Hillel and Shammai? That's on daf Peches. Good number four, which daf do you discuss how one knows to trust a Navi to be chai for disregarding him? That's on daf Peches. Good number five, which daf do you learn that every Jew has a chelek in Olam Haba? That's on daf Tzadik. Good number six, which daf do you learn when one is chai for kidnapping a Jew? That's on daf Hey, hey. Good number seven, which of them that one should not listen to a Navi who says to worship Avodah Zorah, even if he makes the sun stand still? That's on daf Tzadi. Good number eight, which of them about six types of nevuah transgressions, one of them being that those that don't listen to a Navi's words are chayiv misa bidei shamayim? That's on daf Pay test. Good number nine, which daf you malchokas of Eid Geneva, the witnesses to a kidnapping who are found to be zomim, are killed? That's on daf Hey, Vav. Good. Number 10, which stuff do you learn that Avram's in the sign of Akedas Yitzchak was after the Satan presented a taina against him to Kodesh Baruch Hu? That's on daf. Pei Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.